there are parliamentary procedures and there are parliamentary rules that should be applied as and when things like that happen. That is why in a democracy, you allow members of parliament to do that which is required. So I think what happened in parliament yesterday was not the best. Both the minority and the majority did not do well. The speaker is the leader of the house. So if there are issues, you are expected to deal with those issues according to the rules of the house and not the outburst and the threatening that you're going to impeach the speaker of parliament.
But according to the minority, this is not the first time such a situation was happening, and that in previous occasions they have had time to speak with the speaker. But it seems the issue is persisting, and out of frustration, they conducted themselves in such a manner. How do you beacon that such a situation can be resolved subsequently?
I think that it has happened on a number of occasions. Both the MPP regime and then during the NDC regime, it happened. But I think that when the government is in power, people in minority will always have the cause to complain. The question then is, what are the rules of procedures? How do we regulate the behaviors of speakers in such a way that they will be seen to be fair to all parties? That is the issue to be resolved. And I think the rules of parliament are a little bit relaxed in that regard. So if as a nation we'll be able to tighten the rules of procedure or the rules of parliament to enable the speaker of parliament to be put in check to ensure that he is at all times fair and balanced to all parties. Again, there's also the need for us to review our procedures or our democratic laws to ensure that the forum is provided for the minority table their grievances if they have issues against the speaker.
That was governance expert Dr. Eric.